Ankot Ne'er Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shir number 136, and the Shiurim of Zel Pliskin and self-confidence. And we are talking now about the dangers of two opposite behaviors. One is called blaming, and the other one is the opposite of that, hero worship. And these are what we talked about in last week's Shir, externally directed behaviors. Externally directed behaviors are behaviors that you basically assign responsibility to your emotional states in your present moments, and you basically connect that and blame or put responsibility to someone or something external to yourself, outside of yourself. So blame is a device, is a tactic that we can use whenever we don't want to take responsibility for something in our lives. That is like the Arei Miklat, the oasis for an externally oriented person. So again, one could make a disclaimer here, and one could argue, what do you mean? If someone abused me verbally, viciously, you're going to tell me that I shouldn't blame him or her, and when I'm blaming them, I am not taking responsibility for my life? That's a very valid question. That is a very valid question. So in abuse situations, or when someone did something harm, yes, you take your responsibility for whatever you need to take, which we're going to describe, but you, part of it is indeed defending yourself against that and taking responsibility in protecting yourself from that. So even that, blame is not good. So for example, again, some people, we have to be done the kafskos, but someone, let's say, really, really is giving you a hard time, yelling at you, screaming at you. So, and you blame them for your miserable behavior. No, what you do is you split it into two. Again, so when someone abuses you or yells at you and screams at you, you don't blame them for your inner reaction. Instead, you say like this. You split it into two. Number one is, I will take responsibility to protect myself from this person's negative behaviors towards me. Build walls, pull away, protect yourself. So in other words, they're responsible for their negative behaviors, yes. But what I can do is learn the skill to protect myself and be healthy. I'm not going to blame that person for not taking the responsibility that I need to take to pull away. Again, this is a type of a logic that's very, very foreign to many people, frankly, including myself, till I realized the truth of it. It's a waste of time to blame. You take action and protect yourself. Or take action and do everything you can to focus on your internal state. That no matter how much someone does something, it does not change you at all. Because when you blame, it basically focuses off you, and you're looking for external reasons to explain the reason of why you are unhappy and why you are frustrated. The blame itself is a shtus. Again, it was a hard thing for me also to absorb. So I'm talking to myself. People who are hearing this, who are hurt by other people, this is a very difficult pill to swallow. But don't shut this recording. Listen, because it'll save your life. The idea being is as follows. It goes back, and I don't have the sefer in front of me, but look at the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Shem Olam on Shabbos, Paragimel, the note there. But the idea being is like this. One example of this. David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom. He was being persecuted. He was being abused. Shimi Ben Gera was cursing him. You adulterer, you murderer. And so on and so forth. And he was quiet. And he was throwing things at him and abusing him. And I think it was Avishai, whoever was around him, says, enough of this. Let me just kill him. And David didn't let. And he said, Hashem amaloi kalel. Hashem told him to curse me. Now, truth be told, and the Mefarshim say this, and the Baal HaTanya in the Sefer HaTanya is masbe this, Hashem did not tell Shimi to curse David. It wasn't a tzivoy, oh, you Shimi curse David. No. But what it was is Megalgalim Chayvai De Chayiv, that Hashem wanted David, for whatever reason, to have this type of embarrassment. And Hashem orchestrated someone who was not Roy Lekach, who wasn't worthy, who had flaws, to do that. So Megalgalim Chayiv. And the Chafetz Chaim splits it into two. Shimon ben Gera is responsible for what he did. He's accountable. And at the same time, David's philosophy should be, Hashem told him to curse me, has nothing to do with him. Later at Tzmar Yerba Malchus, he had to do something about it, but it was not because of any hakpada whatsoever. And it's a hard thing to absorb. When someone, let's say, hits you, it hurts, and they were wrong. And Hashem is saying they were wrong. And they will get punished if they don't do tshuva or they don't ask mechila and they don't fix their way. 1,000%. But in the panemius of it, Hashem is still saying, you got slapped because I slapped you. Hashem. If Reuven slapped Shimon, Hashem is telling Shimon, Shimon, it's not Reuven that slapped you. I slapped you to teach you something. Reuven himself, Hashem turns to Reuven and says, Rasha, lama sakareyecha. What are you doing? And he'll get punished, unless he does tshuva and asks mechila and makes restorations. Now we as human beings, we look at it in our minds, it makes no sense to us. Because we're splitting one action into two. Reuven hit Shimon. Reuven embarrassed Shimon. Reuven is responsible. Shimon is not. Reuven is 100% to blame. Shimon is zero to blame. That's the way we look at it. And you know something? Al pi dine bezdin and bein adam chaveri dinim and shulchan aruch, that is exactly right. When they look at the scenario, they'll say, Reuven embarrassed Shimon. Reuven hit Shimon. He has to pay nezek, the actual damage, tzari poishevis, if that's negeya, and boishes. So yes, Reuven hit Shimon. Reuven is the abuser, the hitter. Shimon is the victim, and Reuven has to pay Shimon. Reuven has to ask mechila from Shimon. So yes, in that sense, in external level, that's true. What our minds though can't wrap around is the panemius of it. The internal thing, what Hashem is doing, is saying, "You Reuven, you are responsible. I could have hit Shimon. I needed Shimon to be hit. I could have done it millions of other ways. It's none of your business. I told you, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to hurt another Yid." And Hashem will hold Reuven accountable unless he does tshuva. But Hashem turns to Shimon and says, Shimon, api dine bezdin. Yes, he owes you money. He owes you baishas. He had no right to hurt you. True. But this didn't happen ben mikra. I'm trying to teach you something. Learn that lesson that I'm trying to teach you. This is a very hard pill to swallow. Because you're basically going to say, wait a minute, you're blaming the victim? No, chas v'shalom, you're not. In Hashem's eyes, basically he's saying, I'm teaching every person based on their life experience what to learn from. You could only use this logic, by the way, when you're talking about yourself, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, not somebody else. So each individual that's listening to this now, they're not allowed to take this logic to other people. For example, even me, let's say, I am talking to you right now and saying, you that were hit, make a din v'cheshbon and see why Hashem, what Hashem's trying to teach you. In a sense, I have no right to tell the audience this. Who are you? And it's true, I'm meant to only talk about that to myself. If someone hit me, why was I hit? As when I look at you and all you listening to here, if you were hurt by other people, I have no right to tell you, be accountable, and Hashem's trying to make a din v'cheshbon about you. I have no right to do that as a regular plain person. Because what Hashem wants me to do is look at the injustice of it and protect you from someone who harmed you. Not to tell you, think about it, Hashem did it for a reason. But pertaining to oneself, or if you have a mentor that's trying to really teach you lessons in life, then yes, you don't blame the other person. You look deep into yourself. You don't bash yourself either. But you wonder, you really think, what is the lesson Hashem is trying to tell me now? Don't blame the other person. Protect yourself from the other person. Absolutely. Make sure that person is jailed if they need to be jailed so they don't harm others. Yes, 100%. But at the end of the day, it's introspection. Hashem is your God, and that is the concept. So this is the blame that's a waste of time, when you throw everything at someone else and escape your own responsibility. But then there's the opposite of blame, which is just as poisonous, the opposite extreme, hero worship. You worship somebody else. You look at others to determine your value. This person is so high, so chashuv, that what he thinks of me, or what she thinks of me, that is what's worthy. People have this, unfortunately, in the teenage years, when there are cliques with boys, but especially girls, the popular girls, 2, 3, 4 of them, they're like the gods of the class. And your worth as the regular class person, or as quote-unquote the wimp of the classroom, your whole value is dependent on whether those 4, 5 popular, good-looking, charming, external-looking, and prestigious culturally girls think of you. If they think of you as a good person, or as a healthy person, then you are a healthy person. If they paskin you're a nobody, you're a nobody. This happens all the time. When there's a fixation on hero worship of particular people, that they determine your value. In reality, no one determines your value other than Hashem, who put the neshama in you and told you you're valuable. So you could appreciate another person. You could appreciate their accomplishments, but don't model your own behaviors on their standards. People do this when they try to worship actors and actresses. Okay? Be honest with you. I used to watch television. There was a show, Little House on the Prairie. I enjoyed it. An actor, Michael Landon. Very valuable things. I read up on his history. He was a flawed human being with a lot of problems. So I don't hero worship. I admire his work. He did great things. He's a flawed individual. I don't judge him for it. But he's a human being. You learn from the good things that he did, but you don't hero worship. People do this with athletes. If you're basketball, it's Michael Jordan. Or these days, LeBron James. Or if you're a Yankee fan, it's Derek Jeter or Mariano Rivera. Mets, a different story altogether. Whatever it is, even hero worship of Gedolei Yisrael as if they're God is also an issue. But that's a separate subject. But the bottom line is, it's wasting your efforts. There's nothing healthy about hero worship. They teach you nothing. Politicians, as a group, nothing. If there's a particular one that has a certain value and integrity and you want to admire that aspect of integrity, good. Actors too. I studied actors. Most of them really negative. But if I find an actor that has, let's say, integrity or character or something good about them, I'll admire that prat. But I won't model myself after that person. Athletes we talked about, rock stars, or one's boss, or one's therapist, or one's teacher, or one's spouse, whatever it is, you look at their milas, but they don't determine who you are. Who you really are, your true value, is between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, Alekha nishamas shenasata bi tahirahi. You are pure. You may make mistakes, do tshuva, and you become pure again. You become, quote-unquote, your own hero. Not in an arrogant type of way. Look how great I am. Ani va'afsiyoid. Ani Li, the river belongs to me, Vani Asisina, like Pare said, I made the river, I'm God. No, but there's a healthy hero worship of yourself, and that is what the Chazal say, that's the healthy hero worship of yourself. Hashem put in you a holy neshama. It's a responsibility and it's a gift. And use it wisely. So again, blame and hero worship are two opposites of the same concept. And be careful from falling into either one of these things. Bracha and Hatzlacha.